Calls this morning for more power for security guards. Westfield here, of course, boosting security in their malls post-Bondi across the Tasman. One of the victims across the Tasman was, of course, a security guard on his first day. Gary Morrison is the CEO of the Security Association and is with us. Gary, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
How much power is too much power?
Well, just to be quite clear on that, we're not looking for additional powers in the way of carrying weapons or anything like that. When we're talking about additional powers, it's more around the ability around loss prevention and stopping shoplifters. I think it's important to realise what the role of security is in malls, and it's to keep people safe. And that includes the security staff themselves.
Exactly. How much power is too much power? I mean, if you go up to somebody and they go at you, I mean, how far down the track do you want to go there?
We really don't want to go any further. We currently have the same power as you and I do. We've got the ability to use reasonable force to protect yourself and others. And that's probably as far as it wants to go.
Mm.
I don't see, and as an industry, we don't see carrying weapons as a place that we want to go to in New Zealand.
No. Tell you what I saw in San Francisco last year. I walked into Neiman Marcus. They've got two security guards there, both with semi-automatics and one with a massive Alsatian. And as much as you don't want that, I tell you what, no one was robbing the place.
True. Yeah. If you go back to where... Yeah, this is a very unfortunate circumstance, but if you look at the issues around RAM raids, etc., the role of security there is to keep people safe. It's not to engage when you've got offenders with multiple offenders and carrying weapons.
Yeah.
We always talk about you only ever engage if you're competent and confident to do so, and that confidence looks at knowing how many offenders there are, what type of weapons they may be carrying, their state of mind, and have you got the training to actually engage at that stage. So in most cases, it's to exit and keep yourself safe, observe, report, and keep other members of the public safe as well.
Yeah. How much of that actually happens? Because, I mean, you're talking about the extreme end of the spectrum, obviously. On a daily basis, as we've seen over and over in this country, supermarkets get raided and people just simply walk out the door and security guards don't. This is not a criticism. Security guards don't appear to be able to do anything. That needs to change, doesn't it?
It does. And that's where we're working with Mark Mitchell right at the moment, getting very good feedback and support from Mark. Looking to give powers to able to retrieve property and to detain offenders. And that would only be with appropriate training for the security staff.
Yeah.
We're already trained in disengagement, de-escalation, but this would go beyond that. So if our security staff are appropriately trained, they should be able to detain offenders and wait for police attendance.
Because part of the problem is, as far as I can work out, is the psychology of the crime. These people are emboldened because they know they will get away with it, and it's that bit that needs to change, isn't it?
Exactly correct. And if security have the power to do that, I think that will start to send out a very positive message around that.
Good. Let's hope that happens. Your industry must have boomed. Is it a booming industry, unfortunately?
It is. We're currently around about 30,000 licensed security staff. In excess of 20,000 working as guards and crowd controllers. That's probably up about 5,000 on where we were 3 years ago. So it is booming, yes.
Good on you, Gary. Good to talk to you. Appreciate your time. Gary Morrison, who's the CEO of the Security Association.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.